The time is 12:01. Here is WDOT News. I'm Alex, and this is World News. A 25-year-old Nicaraguan woman dies after being thrown into a fire during an exorcism. The Dow hits an all-time high at 21,000. A North Korean man will be released from custody because of lack of evidence connecting him to the fatal nerve agent attack on King Jongnam, the estranged half-brother of North Korean's ruler, Malaysian officials said Thursday. The U.S. on Thursday engaged in its first military action in Yemen since the raid that killed Navy SEAL Ryan Owens in January, three U.S. defense officials confirmed. Iran is poised to go on a major military shopping spree in 2020 after a United Nations ban prohibiting the country from purchasing sophisticated weapons is lifted. Bloomberg, citing a report from the U.S. official of Naval Intelligence, reported that Iran will be shopping for surface weapons, submarines, and anti-ship missiles. An internal White House review of strategy on North Korea includes the possibility of military force or a regime change to blunt the country's nuclear weapon threat. People familiar with the process said, a prospect that has some U.S. allies in the region on edge. While President Donald Trump has taken steps to reassure that he won't abandon agreements that have underpinned decades of U.S. policy in Asia, his pledge that Pyongyang would be stopped from ever testing an intercontinental ballistic missile, coupled with a two-week-old strategy review, has some leaders bracing for a shift in American policy. Now, here's Harris with U.S. News.
Donald Trump has helped pass an immigration reform bill. Trump was always interested in a bill that would grant legal status to millions of undocumented immigrants. A senior official later said that Trump would be open for legalization for undocumented immigrants who had not committed any serious or violent crimes. Now in New York, where an art gallery owner will miss opening night for his new show because he was denied entry to the United States, Juan Garcia Mosqueda, the founder and owner of the gallery, was detained at John F. Kennedy International Airport. Juan said he was held 14 hours without any access to any legal counsel. I was deprived of food. I was frisked three times in order to go to the bathroom, where I had no privacy and under the constant surveillance of an officer, said Juan. Now back to immigration, where a young 22-year-old girl from Argentina spoke out on behalf of her young undocumented self. She was later arrested after sharing her family's story to the world. Also, her brother and father are now already in prison for speaking out as well. Now onto local news. Here's Sylvester.
Several members of the infamous MS-13 gang are being indicted over the murder of three local Brentwood teens. The identities of the arrested have not been released. However, the victims' identities have. The murders of 15-year-old Nisa Mickens, 16-year-old Kayla Cervas, and 19-year-old Oster Acosta were all associated with this case. Currently, there is no court date, but police have taken more than 30 MS-13 gang members into custody who now await trial. Due to strong winds, many Long Island residents are reporting power outages across the island. Winds have picked up to speeds of 60 miles per hour on certain parts of the island, which has caused many problems for power lines. Local power companies are currently reporting over 1,978 of their customers without power. These companies are currently working to bring power back to these homes, but the predicted snow tomorrow might hinder their ability to work on the power lines. Now to sports with Blakeman.
For the NHL, the trade deadline was yesterday at 3 p.m. Many trades happened, and one of the notable ones was the Blues sending defenseman Kevin Shattenkirk to the Capitals in return for a 2017 first-round pick, a conditional second-round pick, center Zach Sanford and Brad Malone. Another notable trade sent Ben Bishop to the Kings to help out Jonathan Quick return from his groin injury. And on to the NBA. The Warriors are the first team to clinch the playoffs this season, but they suffered a significant loss in their road loss to the Wizards on Tuesday. Kevin Durant suffered a grade 2 MCL sprain and a tibial bone bruise in his left knee when Zaza Pachulia accidentally fell on him. He will be reevaluated in 4 weeks. The NBA trade deadline also passed last week. The biggest trade sent DeMarcus Cousins to the Pelicans to help with their playoff push. And in the NFL, the draft combine began on February 28th and will continue to March 6th. Many teams will be analyzing many rookies, including Myles Garrett and Leonard Fournette. Also, Colin Kaepernick says he will stand for the national anthem next season if he is on a team because he has decided to opt out of a contract with the 49ers. Elite cornerback Darrelle Revis was also released by the Jets on Tuesday, along with seven-time Pro Bowler Nick Mangold. Coach Todd Bowles said Revis's release had nothing to do with his recent arrest. And lastly, in the MLB, spring training is going on, and one player to watch is Tim Tebow. He was reportedly seen hitting bombs in batting practice for the Mets. And that wraps up for this sports segment. On to Tori with entertainment news.
Tonight at 7 p.m., Panic at the Disco is performing for the very first time at their sold-out concert at Madison Square Garden on the Death of a Bachelor tour. They're also performing with Mr. Wives and St. Motel. The trailer for the new Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man Tell No Tales, has been released. You can see Johnny Depp once again as Captain Jack Sparrow in this trailer and in theaters on May 26, 2017. The cast for the season 24 of Dancing with the Stars has also been released. Some of these stars include Simone Biles, David Ross, Erica Jane, and even Mr. T. Feeling nostalgic? A first look at the new and improved DuckTales trailer will allow viewers to see a sneak peek at what the Disney XD show has in store. The original ran from 1987 to 1990, and in 2017 it's back. Now the Oscar report is sure.
The 89th Academy Awards recently occurred this weekend. La Land won big with 6 awards, including Best Actress for Emma Stone, Best Director for Damien Chazelle, and a sweep of the music-related categories. However, controversy arose when La La Land was incorrectly announced as the winner for Best Picture. As the cast and crew said their acceptance speeches, the Academy realized their mistake and Moonlight was awarded Best Picture. Other highlights include Manchester by the Sea winning Best Original Screenplay, with Casey Affleck winning Best Actor for the film, Viola Davis winning Best Supporting Actress for Fences, Mahershala Ali winning Best Supporting Actor for Moonlight, Zootopia winning Best Animated Film, and OJ Made in America winning Best Documentary Feature. Now on to weather with Matt.
It is sunny in Port Washington, with the temperature at 47 degrees and steady. Today's low is 25 degrees and a high of 60. However, it's pretty breezy with a high wind warnings at winds currently up to 25 degrees. Miles per hour. Tomorrow it will be mostly in the high 30s, possibly reaching up to 42 degrees in the afternoon. Should be cloudy throughout the day, but there's a small chance of snow starting at 6 p.m. Saturday will be clear and sunny for the entire day, and temperatures look to go around 30 degrees throughout the day. Sunday should be another sunny day, but getting a little warmer as we're looking to get up to 44 degrees in the late afternoon. Monday will be an overcast, but even warmer, as it looks to get all the way up to 55 degrees by 4 p.m. However, there's a slim chance of rain starting in the evening. And now on to Adam with Schreiber News.
There is a new controversy if students should be allowed to keep their grades from their exams. Getting a bad grade and only being able to see it on Aspen is frustrating to many, as you want to see the actual test to go over what you got wrong. Some teachers give the same tests every year and don't give them back in fear of students telling neighbors or friends and siblings the answers. This may make teachers' lives easier, as they don't have to make new tests every year, but puts stress on the students as they never get to see what they got wrong. The boys' varsity basketball team lost by 1 to Uniondale at Uniondale over the February break on the 22nd to end their playoff run and their strong season. Some notable season high points are as follows, with Xavier Merriweather scoring a career high of 37 points against Manhasset and Evan Goldstein scoring a career high of 25 points while wearing a protective face mask for his broken nose against East Meadow. The boys are proud of their performance despite coming up short, and the juniors are ready to lead the team to hopefully a championship next season. Boys indoor track comes up short behind Uniondale by 1 point as well, finishing second at the Conference 1 Championship on January 12th. Uniondale scored 100 points, while Port Washington scored 99 points. And now, with offbeat news, here's Spina.
In Australia, a cockatoo was stuck in a soccer net. At an elementary school, the bird was caught in the netting. The cockatoo was saved by Adam Melrose of the Shire Snake Catchers. It is reported that school officials are looking at new alternatives to the Tangle Hazard soccer net, which will in turn ruin recess for the students. A man named Alan Evans from Colorado claims that he's the King of Wales. He placed an advertisement in a London newspaper in the public notices section. In 2012, Evans had made a claim stating that his ancestry entitled him to 35 homes, a church, and a shooting range in Twiggs County, Georgia. He was defeated by the Georgian Supreme Court a year later. Evans concluded his notice by comparing it to The Return of the King, the final book of the trilogy of The Lord of the Rings. He said that he will come from the West and once again rule over Wales. A man attempts to enter a courtroom with a bag of cockroaches in Austria. The security denied him access, and a sign is put up by the screening gate stating that no bugs or insects were allowed to enter. And here's back to Andrews to wrap up the show.
Thank you for listening to WDOT News. Please join us next time. Have a good day.